You're listening to People Helping People, a live radio show on Daisy 1170 AM. Join us each and every week as we explore the many ways of making a difference, just by doing what you can. Know a friend who's in need of a service? Have a family member who's come upon hard times? Hopefully we can all help. It's about people helping people. Tuesdays at noon on Daisy 1170 AM. If you can help, or you know someone who needs help, call us now on the studio line, 408-912-5565, to participate. That's 408-912-5565. You can also send an email to peoplehelping@klok1170am.com. If you prefer to leave a message, call 408-458-9478. That's 408-458-9478. All information is strictly confidential.
Welcome to People Helping People on Daisy 1170 AM, radio that listens to you. My name is Greg. I have my very good friend and co-host Larry with us, back in the grind.
Pretty much. Been sick, as you know.
You've been ill. And
I have, with the flu.
Yeah, and last week you were like, I need an extra week to recover because you were hurting. But you look better today, and that says a lot. For me to say, that it takes
I'm
a
not,
lot.
No
out of
comment.
No, you do. You look healthier than you did the last time I saw you.
I am definitely healthier today.
So it's good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Exciting show today. Also behind the board, who's takes control of the spaceship as we try to
navigate.
Is Franco. Franco, welcome, my friend.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you guys.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, so today's a very interesting show. I mean, before we get to our guest, which we'll be doing in about 10 minutes or so, maybe a little longer than that, we should tell everyone our guest is going to be from this great website or great initiative called Optimind.com. Brainwave optimization.
Right.
Is essentially what this is. Have you ever heard of something like that, Franco?
I don't think so, to be honest.
So, were you familiar with brainwave optimization before today? Before this couple
Yeah,
weeks?
I mean, up until recently, I wasn't, no. So, it was in the past couple months.
What it is, about it. It's a computer-guided, natural way to help your brain with deeper feelings of relaxation, assisting you to reach a state of calm, almost without really having to do it yourself. It just happens through these brain waves that I guess you say are connected to, you wear like a headset of some kind.
Yeah, that's what I've been told, something like that. And it's not biofeedback or anything like that.
Or like shock treatment.
No.
Because they do that for some people. They try and
Yeah, it's nothing like that, though.
No, I'm not saying it like in the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's
Get
Nest
your facts
way.
Straight,
I'm saying it in the way of that sometimes people will do, they will do those the shocks to in order to help
stimulate
the brain. Yeah,
a polite way of putting it.
Yes, but this here very interesting because I have never heard
really
of it. I went to the website and at first I was like, oh, I get it, and then I started to read deeper and deeper into it and realized the depth of what this actually does.
Yeah. And there have been scientific studies done on it. I believe the university's back east somewhere. We'll find out from Michael, our guest today. But it's very impressive. I was very impressed when I heard about what this can do.
Yeah.
And we'll save that for the guest. But
well,
it's pretty
I should
impressive.
Say before we talk to Michael, you know somebody personally who's dealt with this.
I have.
Right.
No names.
No names. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very involved with somebody that's taken this plan of action or a therapy or whatever you want to call
it. And it's worked?
Tremendously.
Really?
No drugs involved or anything like that. And so, you know, it's a big help to people that they're chronically depressed. As you know, the drugs that people have to take for that are pretty heavy.
Yes.
And, you know, can be addictive. But this has nothing to do with meds at all, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's something
that... your body. It's your own body.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are always hesitant to get treatment for certain health, certain deficiencies they have because they don't want to become addicted and therefore have their lives dictated by a drug.
That's true.
I know people specifically in my own life who have depression issues that would really love to have some help and guidance to get out of these different depths of darkness.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they don't want to be dependent upon a drug, which then takes away the highs and lows that come with regular life. We all have them, ups and downs.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it just numbs you. You know, my son has OCD and Tourette's. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why a lot of parents don't want to get their children treated with those types of issues is because they have to be put on meds.
Right.
And they're really opposed to the meds. So this is something that's totally unique and can help people with OCD and Tourette's and all that.
I encourage anyone listening to the show right now who's even remotely intrigued by what we're talking about to stay with this and think of questions you might have, because it's important to be educated and informed when you do anything. If it's your body or your kid's body, and it's something, a treatment of any kind, it's important to know exactly what you're dealing with, mm-hmm. so you feel comfortable in taking the steps to actually help fix the problems.
Yeah.
Sometimes it requires research, and most people probably don't know about brainwave optimization.
I would say not. No.
I have never heard anything about it, and this type of a treatment would be something that I would think people I know might be interested in. Of course, there's questions, and we all might have them. We should be asking questions. There's no reason to just trust Michael or anyone for that matter.
No, you know, certainly not. And I think as we get into the discussion today, a lot of these questions that we have right now will be answered. But I think anytime you can use your body to heal itself, you know, as God intended it to be that way, we're way better off. We're not dependent on drugs to do that for us. So if we can do that holistically, I guess you could say, that's fantastic.
So just take the number and put it in your queue in case you have a question when we get Michael on the phone in a little while. 408-912-5565. 408-912-5565. You can call with questions as we get towards the end. We will open the lines up for that. I also will say, if you've catched the show and you have to run out before the interview's done or something, you may miss something, you can go back. We are going to start posting all of these shows, so you can go back and listen to any prior program we've done, including the one you'll hear today, give you the access to it so you can go back and listen on your own time.
Yeah, we've been on air now for a year and a half, huh?
Yeah,
about a year and a half.
A lot of shows.
God, it doesn't seem that long.
Yeah, so, I mean, to think about that, we've covered a ton of topics, and anyone who's tuning in maybe for the first time, if you're not sure of what you're hearing, People Helping People is a community-based show. It's just us two that are assigned the task of actually bringing the vehicle to all these people or providing a platform to the community and allowing our listeners and people in our community to learn about these different challenges that we're facing. Times have changed. If you go back and did this show, we look at this show, say, in 1965 or 70, we did a similar show. The issues would be completely different.
A lot different than they are now, sure.
Even 10 years ago, the issues were different. Think about it. Somebody said something to me the other day, which really almost knocked me over. 15 years ago, which in the big picture, not that long ago, right? 15 years ago, not everybody even had an email address. It wasn't until 2005 that the majority of the country had email addresses.
Really?
That's crazy, right? Majority of the country. So that means people, not obviously there were people who still didn't have computers in 2005. There were people who might have had computers but didn't believe, the older demographic might not have believed they ever needed an email. But would you think, Franco, that 15 years ago that not even half of the country had email?
No, I sort of knew. I think I read something where even in 2005, a lot of people didn't even have email addresses or computers to begin with. Now it seems like everybody has a computer or just something, you know, what with internet blowing up to a peak and social media and things like that.
Well, I mean, you are younger than Larry and I, so therefore in your life it's been – I guess it's a little bit easier to grasp 15 years ago is a lot for me and Larry. It's a big chunk of time to think about. 15 years is only a blip on my screen and yours. So therefore, you know, it seems there was a lot of my life where emails were not even a word.
Probably,
you know,
most of it.
Well, for you, I mean, no, it's, consider,
well, absolutely.
It's probably most of
I
your
never
life.
Did an email until 2007, ever.
2007?
Yeah.
So you jumped into the game late.
Recently, yeah.
Okay. So it's obviously this is something, brainwave optimization, it probably didn't even exist a couple of years back.
No, it did.
This here?
Oh, yeah.
This is a long-running thing?
It's been around for a while. I'm not gonna say because I've been sick. Like I said, and my brain's a little foggy.
Let me look at that because I'm curious to see.
I think it was found in around 10 years. Anyway,
is it really?
I think so.
Okay, I wish I could find something
on
here. I'm not. I would never quote you. I'm trying to find it on here, and I don't see it, but I'll ask him that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was something that just really reared its head in the last couple of years.
No, I think Michael's been involved in it the last couple of years.
Okay.
But I think it's been around a lot longer than that.
All right. So we'll learn more about it. I know I wanted to mention this as well, since we only have a few more minutes till he'll join us.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of really cool things that we're lining up for future shows, but it should be mentioned. If you're hearing us and you think there's a topic that we should be discussing, or if there's somebody you know that we should be talking to bring onto our show.
Man, there's so many things out there.
Yeah. We encourage the emails and the contacts so we can actually get them booked and on the show. For one, we are talking to somebody from the Indian Community Center about they have several events coming up, including the Sevathon, which I think we dealt with last year, and different community-based events that are happening. So we're going to hope to have them on in a future show. And there are a few other things that we've been talking about doing and we've been lining up.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew, you know, with the kidney transplant, we want to have him on the show too. Not real easy to get a hold of, but we'd love to have him on there. I've had personal dealings with that as well.
Yeah.
Not had a transplant myself, but I've been involved
in your family.
Yeah,
correct.
My family.
And Franco brought up a good thing before the show about, you know, all the things that are happening, the bombings.
In Brussels
and Pakistan, exactly. Mm-hmm. And just some really horrific things that are happening in the world.
Yes, yes. It all goes back to when, what was it, the terrorist attacks over in Paris in November. It just it just makes me so sad to see, and especially now, there's just so much going on with terrorist attacks and also with, you know, with hate crimes, among other things.
And that's really why this show exists. But with us, we wouldn't necessarily be talking about any of the politics behind these attacks, even though we all probably are on the same page of what we feel for them. It's more about where to get help. What do you do in a case of something like that happening? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What if you have family in Pakistan? What if you have family in Brussels? What if you have family in all these different areas, even when we were the one that happened on our own soil not long ago down in Southern California?
Right.
These are things that when they happen, everybody goes into a state of shock, and then there's the outcry from the community, and then everybody bands together. But the bottom line is you need help. Yeah. Maybe we know people. Maybe you know people that might be able to help those that are dealing with the tragedies overseas. And if that is the case, we are always welcome to bringing those people on to get word out. So if anyone wants to help, you want to make donations, you want to volunteer. A couple of weeks back, we had those great guests in the studio talking about American Red Cross and volunteering for those organizations that work overseas.
Yeah, he's getting ready to go to Syria.
Yeah, that's right. I think he's already there. Yeah,
he might be. Yeah.
Doctors Without Borders is another one we've had on the show we should probably bring back because they deal with a lot of the frontline stuff in dealing with these very, very war-torn countries, if you will. You look like you're about to say something. You're stressed.
Oh, the look on my face always gives it away, doesn't it?
Yeah, what was it?
Nothing.
Okay, good. So moments away from talking to Michael at
Bam,
Optimind.
Gotcha.
And I know we're long overdue, Larry, to do a current calendar of events.
Yeah.
That's something we like to do once a month, and we haven't done one in quite some time. I know Franco's now been given the task of filling out that community calendar, so maybe next week we can hit on that.
That's a plan.
I know there are quite a few big things happening in the community that we should probably be talking about, including I know SEF, our good friends at Sankara Eye Foundation, have a big event coming up. It's tied to their charity, and their event itself is obviously going towards the benefit of the SEF Foundation.
Right.
So I'm looking to have Murali on the air with us in the coming weeks as well.
And have him sing for us again.
He sings like an angel, that man.
He's got quite a voice.
It's actually his birthday today. I just remembered that.
Really?
Yeah, happy birthday to Murali.
Happy birthday, Murali.
He is one of the driving forces behind the Sankara Eye Foundation. Good people doing great things.
Super nice guy.
We should wish him the happiest of happy birthdays.
Yes.
He's actually leaving for Dallas, I think, on Thursday.
He's always going somewhere.
Yeah, he's a traveler.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah,
So we're very excited.
A lot of traveling people on this show.
Yeah, and that's why we keep bringing them in, because they're the ones that are going out and actually observing what what we're trying to bring back to our listeners so we give them the right information.
Yeah.
Are we good? We have our guest? All right. So we're very excited about this guest.
Right on time. Hi, right. Michael.
Yeah, he's very, very punctual.
Yeah,
we'd like
we're
to
not
wel-
used to that.
We want to welcome to the show someone who we've been very eager to chat with. We've been talking about at the beginning of the show, OptiMind, opta-mind.com, brainwave optimization. And the person who's going to be joining us is Michael. Michael, welcome to People Helping People.
Nice to have you here.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were talking as if we had all this knowledge about brainwave optimization. Larry and I were talking before you joined us, and really there are so many things that as we sat here talking we weren't even sure about, as in how long has this been going on.
Yeah.
But first things first, Michael, why don't you tell us a little bit about OptiMind?
Well, you know, OptiMind is a company that began in 2007 through the advent of my own personal journey. And trying to resolve issues that were coming up in my life as I got older, and my life became more and more unmanageable. But the essence of that is I was seeking out different modalities and different things to try and resolve those issues. Mm-hmm. And through that process, stumbled upon the brainwave optimization process, which was very powerful and transformative in my journey towards greater health and wellness.
So when you say brainwave optimization, after reading on the website, on your website, opta-mind.com, I got a little bit of an idea of how this works, but I'm still very unsure of the actual process. Could you explain that to us a little bit?
Sure, sure. You know, I call brainwave optimization, it's really nothing short of incredible. Mm-hmm. But I call it also one of the world's best kept secrets, and even though that's kind of humorous to say, at the same time it's a little bit sad, because the reality is there are so many people struggling with a variety of issues and conditions that could be helped by the process. And the essence of it is that, you know, life provides us with a varied and complex, never ending array of challenges, and all those challenges are basically accompanied by a level of, or some degree of stress. And the key factor is how people deal with that stress and whether or not they have the flexibility or the resilience and how to move beyond it. And during the stress response, the brain and the body are communicating with each other, and there's a cascade of neurotransmitters and hormones that are, you know, basically the brain is sending signals to the body, and it might say, stand up and fight, or it might say, run, and those things are associated with the fight or flight or the freeze response that we're often we're familiar with. But the essence of it is that that prolonged stress pattern that we, and due to trauma and what have you, the aspects of it are that that stress over time is a killer. And so and continued and prolonged stress over time actually results in stuck brain patterns. And those stuck patterns are measurable. The energy in your brain is measurable through EEG. So the brainwave optimization process, kind of in a nutshell, is a very, very powerful way and to facilitate a state of deep relaxation, similar to the effects of, say, meditation.
I was just going to say, it sounds a little bit like assisted meditation. Would that be somewhat accurate?
Yeah, that would be a great way of describing it. It's a technology-based tool, and it sounds kind of simple in that respect, but it can be very powerful, because when your brain achieves a deep state of relaxation, that's actually when it's able to do its healing and restoration. And when we're stuck in that stress response, our body really isn't healing. We don't get good sleep.
Right.
There's a variety of conditions that manifest as a result of those stress patterns, because, you know, it's been shown to damage stress over time, damage our neurological, cardiovascular, our metabolic, immune response, reproductive systems, and, you know, a variety of diseases ranging from everything from lupus and joint pain to cancer.
Wow. So would you say that the people that benefit from this could be anything from those with obsessive compulsive disorder or bipolar syndrome or things like that to people who have anxiety and stress and things like that?
In depression,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the short answer to that is everyone can benefit. And the way I describe that is there's on a spectrum, if you imagine a spectrum, and at one end would be people who are very high-performing, like athletes, executives, yeah, performers, people that are performing at very high levels. Mm-hmm. At the other end of the spectrum, you might have people with traumatic brain injury, stroke, concussion, that type of thing.
Right.
And we're all somewhere in between on that spectrum. And literally everybody can benefit. The people with the biggest issues or the biggest problems, and that would include everything, you know, right on down to the conditions you mentioned, to those people are going to see the biggest results or probably the biggest changes. But even people at the higher end or the higher functioning end of the spectrum will also see results. It's just that they wouldn't be as substantial.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, especially with, anybody can use it. It's not just people who have these specific mm-hmm. ailments or issues. Somebody who's just got stress in their life, which I would venture to say is probably the majority of anyone over the age of 18.
Wouldn't you agree?
Well, we're all, you know, they're finding out that a lot of, you know, we're all struggling with the effects of stress and trauma. And I never gave it a second thought, until the effects of stress and trauma and something that had happened to me 40 years before in my life mm-hmm. actually came to bear on me in a way that I never imagined. But if you would have told me at the time that it was a result of that incident or what happened, I'd have been like, no way, I'm so over that. But that's not how the brain works, and the brain is actually responding to that event like it just happened 5 minutes ago, because it's not linear to the brain. The brain is always acting to protect us. Unfortunately, though, it's not always acting in our best interest, because those things, the responses and the things that we have, almost create an enigmatic or paradoxical situation where we're like, why did I just do that? Or why did I just say that? Or why am I doing the things I'm doing? And that can be where what we're all struggling with, to kind of understand why it is we are the way we are.
So you've had experience doing this yourself, Michael?
Yes. You know what it was? Back in 2007, I managed a door manufacturing company in the Scottsdale area, mm-hmm. and I had over 50 employees. And in that time, it was largely had become the belief that I was unapproachable. And I'm like, I'm not unapproachable, damn it, you know. But the reality is, I had become unapproachable. And it was a Sunday night that I was preparing for a meeting. Well, what it was, about a month before, I had been trying to approach things, doctor, therapist, trying to exercise, diet, trying to approach it from a variety of directions, because I knew my life was becoming unmanageable, but I didn't really understand why. And so what happened is, I was leaving the doctor's office, and the doctor gave me a card and said, brainwave optimization. I'm like, what is brainwave optimization? Or the receptionist actually gave me the card, and she said, well, I don't know, but the doctor said give you the card. So I stuck that card in my wallet, carried it around. About a month later, Sunday night, I'm getting ready for a meeting the next day that I know it's going to be a very triggered event for me. And I'm like doing the old self-talk. I'm not going to react. Michael, you're going to hold your own. Just not going to react, right? And so literally 10 minutes into the meeting, I'm storming out like a madman. And it's like, see, he is unapproachable, right? So no matter what, I even though I was committed to not responding or reacting in the way that I did, I couldn't control myself. And that was just like, why? And it had never been that way. So literally I drove over to the place that offered the brainwave optimization. And my question was, is this brainwashing? And they said, no. I said, well, is it going to change my personality? Because I kind of like who I am mostly. And they said, no, it doesn't work that way. Huh. And so I literally paid the money, and I was in the chair the next day. And that first day, I felt a difference. I'm like, something is different. And the second day,
wow,
I definitely felt something different. And the third day, what I would tell you, Larry and Greg, is that ultimately I felt a release of a ball of anger, frustration, depression, anxiety, that just a ball of that release, like a weight off my shoulders, that was so powerful and transformative that ultimately this became my life's work.
Wow. That's powerful, because I would sign up for this today if it's going to help remove stress. You know, just stress alone, it kills you, and you don't even know it.
And it manifests itself in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, Mike, let me ask you this. You got this done. You did it yourself. How long after that would you say it had effect? Do you have to keep going back? Like, is it like a chiropractor where you keep going back and getting work done, or is it once a year?
You know, the beauty of the process is if the initial sessions, which we call an intensive or a foundation series of sessions, where we kind of do a block of sessions over a course of 4 or 5 days. Mm-hmm. And the reason we plug that in is we're trying to change patterns and pathways and establish new patterns and pathways. So you can't just get that in one dose, so to speak. But right. The aspect of it is, if those initial sessions aren't helpful, then there would be no point in doing any more. But if those deliver a powerful result, the results can be pretty long lasting. But then at the point that those do start to fray, or things start to fray around the edges, or you start, and it's really a personal judgment call at that point.
Right.
We're finding out that in order to maintain and to better maintain those, then to go back in and even get a session or two a month for a while, until that becomes established as the new dominant pattern in your brain. And that over time, and then eventually it does become that, and those effects can be, you know, more or less permanent. But it does, maintenance is always a good thing, and the beauty of it is it's a very, very relaxing process, so it's kind of like getting a massage for your brain.
Right. Sounds like that, actually.
Never heard that.
Yeah, so, you know, you asked me how the process works, and I'll just give you a tea in a nutshell.
Sure.
The beauty of it, you know, stress is detrimental to our well-being, and you know it's been shown to contribute to a variety of physical and mental illnesses, what have you. But we have the inner resources for self-healing, and that's through the power of our own brain, and which can be unlocked through relaxation. But really, it's acute chronic trauma that causes our brain to become stuck. And those stuck in a state of like stress activation, and in those deeply stuck states, many traditional methods that we utilize to relax, like they may be difficult to learn or inadequate. But the brainwave optimization is a tool that produces a state of deep relaxation. And here's how it does that, and it's a beautiful thing because it's completely holistic. It's based on the science of biofeedback and neurofeedback, which have been used safely and effectively for many, many years, since the 60s, in fact. But this is different in some very meaningful and real ways, but in completely holistic in the sense that we're not seeking to change the brain. It's really a process whereby we provide the brain information about itself, which it's not getting from any other source. And when it gets that information, it actually changes itself. And how it does that is your brain waves, through an assessment, we determine where your imbalances are.
Right.
And then different designs and protocols are chosen that are tailored towards you and your specific imbalances to kind of help the brain. And how it does that is your brain waves are read in real time through sensors placed on the scalp. They're read into the computer in real time. And through a series of over a few thousand algorithms, your brainwaves are put into a more balanced form and then mirrored back to your brain in that balanced form, and not mirrored back in the form of a traditional mirroring with the light, but actually mirrored back acoustically in the form of sound.
Wow.
And when your brain sees that and gets that information, it seeks to mirror it, and it changes itself. And so that's why it's completely holistic. We're not seeking to change the brain. We're facilitating a process where the brain does its own work and makes its own changes in its own time.
That's unbelievable. And again, I guess understanding process is always a big thing for me. I like to try and figure out what exactly is happening. I didn't get that just through reading on the website. just getting a little bit more color on it from you really does add to, I guess, the assurance that this could be a really beneficial form of treatment for a ton of people who might be concerned about typical ways of therapy for these kind of things or any kind of treatments, right? I mean, I think most people are always leery of these things.
Well, you know, I think the thing about it is we don't call it a treatment, and there's a reason why, is that this is really not a medical procedure. And on some level, that might be discouraging to some people, but actually, I look at it more as a positive. And I don't mean that to knock our medical community or anything. There's a lot of people doing a lot of good work out there. But the aspects, and I do work within a doctor's office and an addiction center in addition to my own offices. But the aspect of it is that this is a tool that not only kind of helps us restore our lives into a greater state of health and well-being, but it actually has the power to kind of go beyond. So the aspect of treatment and that whole mindset is that, well, I'm going to go to the doctor and he's going to treat me, and you know, it's kind of an outside-in approach. Whereas this is a very, very powerful tool that facilitates where your brain does its own work, and it's actually working from the inside out. And when the change is coming from the inside out, that's a completely different approach and a completely different result.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, because when you're actually always looking, especially as somebody who's not truly knowledgeable about this form of I can't say treatment.
No, you've already...
Process. With something like this, there's always like three or four questions that everyone's going to ask. One is that, of course. The other being, how much does it cost? Then the other thing is insurance. But if you're telling me it's not a procedure, then I would imagine there's no medical insurance programs for this, correct?
That's correct. And that's the aspect of it, is we don't treat, cure, heal, diagnose, disease, mental illness, or symptoms. And I'm not a pseudo doctor or pseudo therapist. I'm a technologist trained very specifically to deliver a process, you know, of utilizing this technology. And it is very, you know, when we first started, I thought this thing would take off like firestorm. But the reality is, a lot of people were concerned with, well, where's the research and what do we have? You know, where's the proof?
Yep.
And yeah, a lot of, I'm of the mindset, well, the proof is in the result, but that doesn't fly for a lot of people. And in that time, Wake Forest has gotten behind the technology in a big, big way. And that can be investigated through Wake Forest. And on the Wake Forest website, they actually call it HIRREM, H-I-R-R-E-M, which stands for like high resolution relational resonance-based encephalic mirroring. That's a long-winded answer, but that's their scientific term, HIRREM. Hmm. And you can see Wake Forest, if you go search the Wake Forest website in HIRREM, where they're conducting many studies, where they started with sleep, ADD, they're doing headaches. But the science is beginning to catch up with the technology now, and they're proving what we've really known all along. That it can be a very powerful thing, especially people who are struggling. And, you know, you asked me about, you know, there are definitely certain segments that can see dramatic and life-changing results. And those might include like vets, brain injury, mm-hmm. Concussion, mild traumatic brain injury, concussion. Right. I know you guys have done shows about, you know, the victims of human trafficking.
PTSD, you know, that, and such. Yeah.
PTSD, absolutely. Spousal abuse, mm-hmm. Children with learning disabilities.
Oh yeah.
And then people struggling with, you know, some of the biggest manifestations or the top manifestations or issues that people are dealing with as a result of brainwave imbalances, which are the result of trauma, generally the result of stress and trauma on the brain, are anger, addictions, all forms of addiction, anxiety, depression, stress or post-traumatic stress, and then sleep.
It's crazy. This could help so many people.
Well, I'm totally on board with it, but I think most of our listeners would want to know, is there an average cost for something like this, or does it vary from person to person?
You know, what it is the initial series is somewhere between $1,600 to $2,000, and they mm-hmm. call that a foundation or an intensive, okay. which includes 8 to 10 sessions. The sessions are approximately 2 hours in length. We normally do two a day initially for like 4 to 5 days in a row, and time constraints and what have you sometimes, and then the monetary aspect also put constraints on that. But mm-hmm. and the reality is we can't predict your outcomes or guarantee the result. But really, anybody who's struggling with anything to a greater degree and is not finding a solution, mm-hmm. they really owe it to themselves to try it, because it can be the best money they ever spent. I literally would have paid 5 to 10 times what I paid if I'd known. I didn't know what it was going to do for me up front, but the result that it delivered, I would have paid 10 times what I paid to get that relief in my life.
If you talk to anybody who's dealing with an illness, a PTSD or a trauma, and you say to them, what would you put a price, what price tag would you put on feeling better?
Right.
Most people would say there's no price I wouldn't pay, even if it meant paying for the rest of my life to get to that point. So I do believe you're right about that. It's you're going to pay. I was watching something the other day about experimental treatments, right, for people who are very ill or chronically ill, and people that have chronic pain and things that are just, no real end in sight to what they're feeling. Those people are willing to try different forms of therapy or different forms of medication and treatments that typically they might not have ever thought they'd want to do early in the game. But after a period of time, they get to the point where they're like, I need to do something. I will do anything, even if I'm not 100% sure it works. And I think, not to say this one wouldn't, but I think you're right in that some people might be pushed to the limit. And then at that point, they're saying, okay, I need to try this because maybe this is going to fix me. And if it doesn't, it's well worth my time to at least give it a shot. I would hope more people would do the research and not even let it get to that point, though, because it seems like there's so much good in here. And not really, I guess that brings me to the next. Are there negative side effects? Are there concerns on that side of the spectrum?
Well, there again, that mindset or that connotation of a negative side effect actually is kind of based in the idea of a treatment and a medical
right.
type thing. The reality is anybody can do the process if you can sit in a chair and sit still for long enough, and you have at least one good ear for hearing. So the aspects of it are that your brain is doing its own work. And that's not to say that sometimes even positive change might not feel doesn't feel uncomfortable, because mm-hmm. it can be a case of where it might be two steps forward, one step back. And that can be the journey, but generally it always results in a positive outcome. So the aspects are that things might get a little worse before they get better, mm-hmm. but ultimately they do get better. And what you're saying, the truth of it is many, many people are struggling out there and looking for answers. And I think that, and often they find me they find Optimind in the process as kind of a last resort. But the reality is that many times they wish they had found us first, but it's just slowly but surely it's the word is getting out there and people are becoming more and more aware of. And the most meaningful thing, though, it's one thing to have, because there's a ton of stuff out there and who knows, and you hear about people that have tried this and that and the other thing and literally with no positive result. But to be able to deliver this process and deliver a real and meaningful result, it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done. And literally, I stand in awe of the technology and of the results with almost every single client.
Well, I think the idea of people getting sort of testimonials or something where they can see, mm-hmm. I recommend to anyone listening to do as you say and go to the, what'd you say, is the Wake Forest, correct? Wake Forest website to do that. Also, I want to give out your email address for those listening that might want to reach out directly to Michael Fallon. info@optimind.com. I have to mention that dash in there, right?
Yes.
Okay, so info at opti brainwave-mind.com. Please reach out. Anyone who has questions, if you want to call the studio, feel free to do so. 408-912-5565. I would imagine if I was listening to this and driving around, as time went on, I'd be like, I have so many questions. You know, because there's so many layers to what you're talking about. And I guess, you know, we answered a couple of big ones as far as the cost, whether it's covered by insurance, which we know it isn't. Is there someone locally that would be able to handle these, that does this?
You know, and I would love to be able to provide that information. If people reach out to me, I'll be happy to give them local providers in the Bay Area there, and also access to the information on the website and what have you, too. Be happy to answer any questions with that stuff.
So my question, Michael, would be also, so is this something that every state has, that we have practitioners in every state, or is it, are they sparse, hard to find?
You know, what it is there's over 200 providers in 18 countries utilizing this technology, like myself, and literally over 100,000 people now worldwide have experienced, and mostly the percentages of the positive results are way up there in the upper 80s percentage wise.
So yeah, I'm thinking cost, though. I mean, it's always a deterrent, you know, if we don't have insurance. But when you look at eating organic, I mean, seriously,
go
to Whole Foods and in a month you're spending $2,000.
Not to mention it. Not,
seriously.
I'm not even sure all the stuff
I'm eating.
A steak
costs you $30.
But do you believe everything is organic that you read? Like,
no.
You know, these happen to be non-bruised apples. These are apples that aren't bruised. So let's put them into the organic and we could charge an extra dollar per apple.
But you know what I'm saying?
No,
so
I
you
do.
Spend a lot of money doing stuff like that because you're concerned about your health. And let's face it, people, most of us have something that we're dealing with right now that we could get all the help that we get or need.
Yeah.
We can get all, I mean, if we could get that help and in so many different ways. I mean, stress, you know, there are so many different ways that stress affects
us. It's a killer. It kills
it
so many people
is.
Because you don't even realize how much of the strain on
your
heart.
It's huge.
And also you mentioned earlier, Michael, it is a bit like a diet because you can go in and get this done. You can go through the procedure, as you said, and the steps that it takes is, you know, two sessions or whatever a day and over a course of a week or over 4 or 5 days. It's the same thing. You could lose all the weight in the world, right? But if you don't have the good structure and the habits, eventually you're going to put the weight back on. But if you get into good habits and you get into new structures in your eating habits and not eating late at night, not snacking, not all those things, eventually it becomes the new you and you don't have to work as hard to remain, you know, lighter and, you know, keeping the weight off.
It's lifestyle.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Habit,
it's
yeah.
choices
Absolutely.
You make, right?
Absolutely. And the ability, the brain is the control center driving much of that behavior. And when you aren't battling unknown forces, which they remain out of our periphery or our purview. Yeah. If we knew what those things were, we would do something about them. But largely it's that part of us that we don't understand that is enigmatic to us. But that's the part of the brain that when you can take care of a slight wobble that's in your brain and the way it functions, because it definitely matters what we think. Our brain and our mind are two codependent systems, and our thinking definitely matters. But it also matters how our brain is functioning at a very core level. And if we have a slight wobble in there as a result of the traumas that we've experienced, that manifests itself in our physical, emotional, and cognitive well-being. And when you can affect change on your physical, emotional, and cognitive well-being all at once, that's a very powerful thing.
I certainly have wobbles in my brain. I'll tell you that. Larry, I'm not even getting into that.
I can
brain.
Tell by the way he walks down the hall.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not even getting into Larry's wobbles.
He's got a wobble.
But we all have them. We all do. We all have something that wait, I guess whether it's you have joint pains, you know, knee pain, shoulder pain, back pains, or if it's a stress thing, or if it's a trauma, everybody has something that's hidden away. A lot of times we just suppress it so much that we don't think about it, but it's adding up. This to me is just brilliant. And this is, you're saying this is less than 10 years old since you started OptiMind?
Yes. The technology itself was developed in 2002, but actually made for the public in 2004,
okay.
Available to the public in 2004. But prior to the onslaught of these high high-level processors, computer processors, the technology couldn't have even existed in the way that it does, because it takes that capacity in order to deliver it in a real-time situation where our brain is responding to itself in real time.
Is the technology used in this still evolving?
Yes, it is. Every day the technology is evolving just like everything else in that world, but getting better and better.
My last question is testimonials. Are there people who have gone through this that say, if I really wanted to find out more, whether YouTube videos or if it's just somebody posting their experience, because I know that's something that people want, is they almost want to know before they go into it what they're getting into. Are there real people testimonials out there?
Yes, there are. And, there's a lot of that stuff on YouTube and also Vimeo. But what happened is, we had to kind of bring our messaging into line, and anything the FDA, and actually it was through some unfolding up in Canada and people that were making some radical claims based on the use of the technology, that we had to basically prove that it wasn't a medical procedure. And they were able to, in fact, prove that. But as a result of that, we kind of had to back off the messaging of anything that kind of revolves around the disease state. And that's why if you read the website and the information on there, it almost sounds like some sort of magical experience. Yeah. Or, what's it going to be? But, and it doesn't seem to have a lot of real meat. But that would be contrary to the way all of our websites were just even less than a year ago, where we had them stacked with testimonials and a lot of that information. Unfortunately, and I'm not saying that there's evil forces at work, but there are forces at play that don't really want this cuts into their profit margin,
yeah.
Margins.
Yeah, you don't have to say it. I will. There are evil forces at work, I'm sure.
Well, it's no it's no different than nutritional food supplements, though. It's the same kind of thing, where the FDA governs things like that, and they can't make the claims where all of us that take nutrition, the proper nutrition, know how beneficial it really is, but they can't make those claims.
Well, let's leave it to you, Michael, before we adjourn and we break. I would love to give you the opportunity. Anything you want to add to this? Anything you want to tell our listeners before we move on?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I appreciate, I really appreciate the opportunity that you guys have given me in order to get the word out. I think there's a vast majority of people who can benefit from the process. But what I'd tell you real quickly is when I started, if you would have told me, when I started back in 2007, 1 or 2 years in, and people told me, I would have said, this thing's going to take off any day. It's going to launch like a rocket ship. Fast forward 10 years later, I never would imagine that it still would be this side of mainstream. But that being said, the research is, you've heard the adage that we only use 10% of our brain.
Yep.
Well, that aspect is really kind of a misnomer, because if we were only functioning at 10%, that's a pretty low functioning brain and we would probably be dead. it would be unsustainable. But what research is really telling us is that we're only utilizing 10% of our potential as human beings. And what I would say is, if we've been able to accomplish as much as we have, just utilizing 10% of our potential at this stage of human evolution, then imagine if the tools like this process, which gives us access to our greater and our higher level of human potential, if we were able to use 30 or 40 or 50% of our potential as human beings, I think that's a world we would all want to live in.
I agree. I think it
makes sense.
Yeah, I always think we probably have a better, more of an ability to heal ourselves than we'll ever know, or maybe that we do at this point. Maybe hope someday we will understand the power of our own internal healing. But these are the things that I do believe, as you said, should be more mainstream than they are. Unfortunately, we always seem to get fed medication, 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 and in some cases we just should be attempting other forms or other routes so we don't have to be addicted to
more
something
holistic
chemically
ways of healing our bodies.
Well,
where medications are effective, they're a beautiful thing. Where they aren't, that's where this comes in.
I am not saying that medicine isn't important. It's obviously massively important for so many people. But in some cases, it would be nice to try a different method. And I'll tell you, I'm very excited that we had an opportunity to bring this to our listeners, because this is some heavy, heavy information.
It really, really is.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Michael,
it's been a pleasure.
We want to have you back on again. Hopefully, we can bring you back in a few months and we can get back at it and maybe add some info that we may have left off this particular program. But we're going to make sure your information gets out to our listeners. We'll put it all on our website. The show will be posted on our page, peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com, and you will have it for your site as well. Thanks so much, Michael. This has been a pleasure.
Thank you. Mine too.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Just heard Michael Fallon, opta-mind.com. Optimind is brainwave optimization. That, Larry.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Yep.
I really am surprised it's as cheap as it is. I was expecting him to say, well, for a session, it's $10,000 or something like that would automatically rule out me and probably everyone else or a good portion of our listeners.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't have a dental insurance.
Yeah, I don't.
So it comes out of pocket. And that is really,
one cavity is like that, right?
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
So, come on. I mean, seriously, if our brain can heal us in a natural state without medication, what can be better than that?
Franco, I'm curious. Did you get to listen much to that, or were you in your own world there?
No, I definitely listened.
Did it hit you in any way? What did you get from it?
Well, I mean, the one thing that really stuck out to me, and I sort of knew about this, is that, I mean, like, stress. Stress really does kill you little by little.
That's right.
It's like it's not imminent, but it's there. And especially if you're going to keep getting all stressed out for days on end, even like weeks, months, years, basically it's just killing you little by little. And you pretty much just have to live life to the fullest, be positive, be relaxed, chilled out. Don't treat every day as if it was your last.
Easier said than done, but absolutely true.
Killing you softly.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask our apprentice in the studio, Greg, but unfortunately he hasn't had headphones, so he's been listening to nothing for the majority. Can you hear anything when you throw the microphone over to him there? Can you hear anything that was going on that call?
I heard parts of it, yeah. But
I realized the whole story. About a quarter of the way in, I looked over and thought, well, Greg has no idea what's. He's sitting in silence as our headphones receive all the talking, and you're not hearing any of it. Otherwise, I would ask you the same question. Thanks for sitting in silence. That was difficult. Not easy to just sit and hear nothing for an hour.
No.
Although he's probably thanking the good heavens above. Thank God I don't have to listen to Greg and Larry. But anyway, so.
Well, that's true.
A great show. Again, we'll post all this on the website because it is important that if you missed any of it or if you want to go back and listen to it, you get to peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com. Great, great topic. I give you a lot of credit for tracking this one down, Larry. Good one.
Yeah, it wasn't that hard, actually. It kind of fell in my lap.
Well, you could tell us it was difficult. You could be a liar and say you wouldn't believe the hoops I jumped through to get this
guy. It was hard to find.
but, quality stuff. I definitely recommend it. I wish I could say I speak from experience, but I'm going to do more research. It's what I do. I like to research these things, and I'm going to find out more, and we will certainly get deeper into this at a later show. I think it's important to do that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there are so many different things, as we've said in past shows, that our listening audience, can help us with. You know, Greg and I, we kind of brainstorm on different things concerning our guests, you know, mm-hmm. recent topics and things of that sort. But if you can, you know, feed into that, just call us, give us an email, let us know what your thoughts are.
Yeah.
You know, that helps a lot because I mean, just between the two of us, we've come up with a ton of things, and there's so many more things out there.
But we forget. Then the certain things will come up. For example, just talking about these, you know, terrorist spots in the world. And things that are happening there, and how we can probably, not necessarily, as I said, get on the political side, but get on the side of volunteering and how to help these causes from across the world. It's important getting that information to the front line. Yeah, Frank.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? Oh, I thought you were just telling me 1 minute. Oh, yeah. I see that. That's right.
Oh,
he gets nervous.
You
got to
tell this guy because he can go on forever.
You never have to worry about me.
I'm very courteous to you. I give you the floor.
Thank you. Yeah. I know you have a lot. Do you want to say anything?
Before
we wrap up here?
No, I'll let you do it because you need it.
I forget we have to ventilate your ego every now and then. What exactly would you like to say before we leave?
No, I don't have an ego.
But what would you like to say?
You have nothing to say because of my ego.
You have a mushy brain is what you have. Yes. 25 seconds, and I know it's hard for you to speak that quickly. Anything?
I can't. I know I'm really slow today because I'm just getting over the flu.
Well, I hope you feel better. Next week, hopefully, we have you at 100%.
I think you'll be
close. We'll be back with People Helping People again next Tuesday. Same time, same place. Any questions or emails, you could just hit us on our website, peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. Dacey, 1170 AM radio that listens to you.